This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Today is National Youth Day, the day celebrated on 12th of January every year in commemoration of the great spiritual leader, philosopher and thinker Swami Vivekananda. His inspiring life and empowering message urged the youth to nurture their dreams, unleash their energies and shape a future worthy of his envisioned ideals. The President, the Vice President and the Prime Minister have paid homage to Swami Vivekananda on his birth anniversary. In a social media post, President Draupadi Murmu said that Swami Vivekananda took the great spiritual message of the country to the Western world and infused a new self-confidence among the people of India. She further asserted that Swami Vivekananda inspired the youth to unleash their potential, work towards nation-building and serve humanity. President Murmu wished for the legacy of Swami Vivekananda to continue and inspire countless people around the world. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar said, "A beacon of India's spiritual wisdom, Swami Vivekananda's iconic 1893 Chicago address reflected the inclusive ethos of this land." Mr. Dhankar added that he inspired Indians with pride, self-belief, and a call to serve humanity. The Vice President said, "His clarion call to the youth, arise, awake, and stop not till the goal is reached, remains a timeless mantra for self-empowerment." Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, "An eternal inspiration for youth, Swami Vivekananda continues to ignite passion and purpose in young minds." Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2025 at the Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi on the occasion of National Youth Day today. The Prime Minister will also participate in multiple activities designed to inspire, motivate and empower the nation's future leaders. He will engage with 3,000 dynamic young leaders from across the country selected through the Viksit Bharat Challenge. The young leaders will showcase their presentation on their vision for Viksit Bharat during the event. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar will represent the Government of India at the swearing-in ceremony of President-elect Donald Trump as the 47th President of the United States of America. Mr. Trump will be sworn in as President of the United States on the 20th of this month. During the visit, Dr. Jayashankar will also hold meetings with representatives of the incoming administration and other dignitaries attending the event. The two satellites launched by ISRO to perform space docking experiment, SpadeX, are 15 meters apart and closing in for an exciting handshake. In a social media post today, Indian Space Research Organization said that the SDX-01, that is Chaser, and SDX-02, that is Target, are just 50 feet away from an exciting handshake. India has joined the UN Committee of Experts on Big Data and Data Science for Official Statistics. As part of the committee, India will contribute to shaping global standards and practices in harnessing big data and data science for official statistical purposes. In a statement, the Ministry of Statistics said that India's inclusion in the Committee of Experts represents a significant leap forward for the country's statistical ecosystem. Shiv Sena Uddhav Thackeray MP Sanjay Rawat has announced that the party will contest local body elections, including those for the Municipal Corporation of Mumbai, Thane, Pune and Nagpur, independently. Speaking to reporters in Mumbai, Mr. Rawat explained that the party needed to assess its strength and party chief Uddhav Thackeray suggested contesting separately in these areas. The Mahakumbh in Prayagraj will begin tomorrow on Paush Purnima with the first Amrit Snan. All preparations have been completed for the grand event. Dense forests have been developed at various locations across Prayagraj to ensure pure air and a healthy atmosphere for the millions of devotees expected who are visiting the city. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast dense to very dense fog in the night and early morning hours of Delhi, East Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan today, and in Punjab, Haryana and Chandigarh till tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.